الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد. So we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we declare and emphasize the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the one who deserves to be worshipped alone without any partners, and we make salutations to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this gathering, it's a gathering which increases us in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and brings us closer to Him. In our previous lessons regarding this amazing book of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, Ighathat al-Ahfan, we dealt with the introduction of the book pertaining to various topics and affairs related to the heart that is marid, the heart that is salim, the heart that is mayit, the heart that is sahih, yani the heart that is healthy, the heart that is sick, and the heart that is dead, and the characteristics of these types of hearts, and the way to protect oneself from falling into having the heart that is sick and the heart that is dead. And then we dealt with, after that, as Ibn Qayyim himself rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, the core of the book, which is related to the plots and the makaid, the plots of shaitan, and we dealt with many of the plots. And today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to deal with one of the plots mentioned by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. And I'd like to mention to my beloved brothers and sisters that we're not going through every single chapter of this book. We're taking Fusul Mukhtara, we're taking chosen sections, inshallah. And the section that we're going to deal with today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, which is in the second volume of most prints of the book, and that is the affair of excessive love and infatuation. From the plots of shaitan is to try the servant, the ibad, with excessive misdirected love and infatuation, excessive misdirected love and infatuation. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he, in dealing with this topic, he mentions and he says rahimahullah, وَمِن مَكَايِدِهِ وَمُصَايِدِهِ مَا فَتَنَا بِهِ أُشَاقَ الصُّور. He said that from the plots and deceptions of shaitan is that which he has tried those who have this excessive love and infatuation with pictures. And even though he mentions here, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, the affair of pictures, if you read look at the other works of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, you find that it's not just pictures, but it's that which results from that. And that is that whether it's something that's in the mind of the individual, something that they constantly think about, and something which diverts them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's generally around this. So he's dealing with it generally, but he mentioned here specifically because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions two categories as it relates to this type of infatuation. And inshallah, next week we will deal with these two categories from other works of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. He doesn't mention it in this book, but he mentions it in Adaa al-Dawa, in his other works, and we'll deal with that next week bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. But here he says rahimahullah, وَتِلْكَ لَعَمُ اللَّهِ الْفِتْنَةُ الْكُبْرَى. He said, by Allah, this is the major affliction and trial. وَبَلِيَّةُ الْعُذْمَى. A mighty affliction, a mighty test. أَلَّتِي إِسْتُعْبِدَتْ النُّفُوسِ لِغَيْرِ خَلَّاقِهَا. And that excessive love, misdirected love, is a trial in which it has enslaved the self, it has enslaved the self to other than its creator, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it controls the qulub. And it controls and diverts the heart. وَأَلْقَتَ الْحَرْبُ بَيْنَ الْعِشْقِ وَالتَّوْحِيدِ. And that excessive misdirected love and infatuation is at war with Tawheed. It is at war with singling out Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala alone without any partners. Tawheed. It's at war. It's a ma'raka. وَدَعَتِ اللَّهِ مُوَالَةِ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. And that desire is indeed called and deviates the individual to take as allies the shayateen. So then, فَسَيَّرَتْ الْقَلْبْ لِلْهَوَى أَسِيرًا. So it becomes a prisoner. The soul and the nafs becomes a prisoner due to this infatuation and excessive love. And it becomes its hakim, it becomes its judge, directing its affairs, and its commander. فَأَوْسَعَتِ الْقُلُوبِ مِحْنَةً. And it exposes the heart, barakallahu fikum, to trials and afflictions, and fitan. وَحَالَتْ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ رُشْدِهَا. And it becomes a barrier, this excessive misdirected love becomes a barrier between them, that soul, and its guidance. And then he mentions, rahimullahu ta'ala, that this state that shaitan, he plots regarding this misdirected and excessive love, leading the abd, the servant, astray, and distancing him and her from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until they fall into the statement of Allah, أَلَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْدٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَخِلَّاءُ, that close friends, on that day, they will be to each other enemies, except for the muttaqeen. And that's in Surah Az-Zukhruf, verse number 67. That on the day of judgment, the shaytan, the one who yatabarra'a minhu, he flees himself away, and he frees himself from the servant after leading him astray with his plots, with this misdirected love, that on the day of judgment, those who are companions or those who are loved ones for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be enemies. They will be enemies. Only though those who indeed will be safe from this are the muttaqeen, those whose foremost love is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with no equals. So their love for Allah, their love for Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. They take companions based upon the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimullah, فَيَا حَسْرَةَ الْمُحِبِّ. الَّذِي بَعَ نَفْسَهُ لِغَيْرِ الْحَبِيبِ الْأَوَّلِ. What a loss it is indeed for the one that loves and sells their love for other than the love of the Habib al-Awad, other than the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, with a cheap price. And this is an important statement here, and that is that the individual who loves this dunya, for example, has this excessive love for the dunya, trades the love for the dunya for the love of the Habib al-Awwal, for the main one, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah. Through disobedience, in not fulfilling the awamir, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and falling into the nawahi, falling into the prohibitions. So Ibn Qayyim says, Ya hasrata, what a loss that is indeed for the one that in this dunya has sold themselves, has traded the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love of this world, for the love of other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, rahimullah, that the individual has sold the love that is temporary, that cut gets cut off in this dunya, for the love which continues after the death. That the result of that love, the fruits, the benefits of that love continues after death, in the hereafter. And to further clarify this, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, I'm going to mention a qa'idah, a principle which is a maxim, a qa'idah fiqhiyah, which has been mentioned in various works of the ulama. And that is, man ta'ajjala shay'an qabla awanihi uqiba bihurmanihi wa qila man ista'jala shay'an qabla awanihi uqiba bihurmanihi. And that is that the one who is hasty in their love of this dunya, for example, they're hasty regarding a particular result or something that they want to achieve. They're hasty, they're not taking their time, they're not giving it its due course. Then they will be prevented from achieving the reality of that thing. So the one that is hasty in regarding, for example, that pleasure which Allah created us to yearn for, that pleasure, that raha, that tranquility, the person is hasty. So they want that, as they call it, jannatul dunya. They want the jannah now. They want the feeling of raha, bliss and pleasure in this world. So their love becomes misplaced. Their love becomes misplaced, and they grow in infatuation for that which is other than for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are certain examples in the sunnah that could, inshallah, clarify and further make clear this affair. We're going to talk about, inshallah, commandments and prohibitions. Two examples of commandments and two examples of prohibitions, where the servant and the slave has to make a choice. Who do you really hold to be the most important? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the love of the desires and the affairs of this world? An example of this is the salah, the prayer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and establish the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding the individual who sleeps seeking that raha, seeking that ease and that comfort in place of the salah, intentionally. Not the one that oversleeps without any knowledge or planning, but the one that purposely sleeps in order to avoid the prayer because they want that raha. They want that comfort. So their love for the comfort of this dunya has taken precedence over the love for that which is in the hereafter, from the reward of the musallin, of those who pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He has legislated. So in this hadith, it's a hadith an Samra bin Jundub radiyallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala fi ru'ya, and that is Samra, the companion radiyallahu anhu, he said, he narrated from the Messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding a dream that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, which is reality, and it's wahi, and it's revelation, the dream of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that dream, فَأَمَّا إِقَارَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَمَّا الَّذِي يُذْلَغُ رَأْسُهُ بِالْحَجَرِ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْخُذُ الْقُرْآنَ فَيَرْفُضُهُ وَيَنَامُ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ الْمَكْتُوبَةِ رواه البخاري. And that is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in regarding a dream that he saw from the people that he saw punished in the dream, an individual whose head was being crushed. His head was being crushed with a stone. And that was an individual who learned the Quran but never implemented it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw his head being crushed with a stone. And also this individual slept ignoring the compulsory prayers. He intentionally missed the Salawat al-Maktuba, or the Salat al-Maktuba, the obligatory prayer at the due to the yearning of that raha, misplaced love, when he should be looking in the hereafter. Which is why Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, ya hasrat al-muhib alladhi ba'a nafsahu li ghayri al-habib al-awwal bi thamanin bakhs. How pitiful it is indeed the state of that one who loves when he sells his soul for other and to other than Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for a futile price. The raha, the comfort, temporary comfort in this dunya, at the expense of a salah. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed mentioned here that there will be iqab and be retribution for the individual that he said, yuthleju ra'sahu bil hajar. Yuthleju. It will be crushed. Yuthlegu. It will be crushed. He said it will be crushed. And that is the individual who has indeed chosen to not fulfill the commandments of Allah as relates to the salah, but his heart and his love is for that sleep and that raha and that comfort in this dunya. The second example is the affair of az-zakah, giving charity. And that is that, you know, the Messenger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa'atu zakah, and give charity, and give that obligatory charity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated, rahmatan lil agniya wa rahmatan lil fuqara, where He subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated the zakat as a mercy for the rich and the poor. The rich person, yuzakki ma'ala, he purifies his wealth and gets the barak and the blessings, and the poor person indeed is aided through sustenance, barakallahu fikum. So Allah has legislated that one should give the zakat al-wajib, obligatory zakat. But due to the love of wealth, this misplaced love from the makaid of shaitan, no doubt that the person loves wealth, hubbun jamma, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that the man they love wealth, but that love should never be in contest with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So much so as the individual doesn't give the zakat because he loves the wealth and he's infatuated with wealth. Excessive love, misplaced love is from the makayid of shaitan, the plots of shaitan. There's a hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that regard. And it's an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min sahibi thahabin ولا فضة لا يؤدي منها حقها إلا إذا كان يوم القيامة صفحت له صفائح من نار فأحمي عليها في النار جهنم فيكوى بها جنبه وجنبينه وظهره كلما بردت أعيدت له في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة حتى يقضى بين العباد فيرى سبيله إما إلى الجنة وإما إلى النار. This amazing hadith of the Messenger, frightening hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu an, that he said that the Messenger said, any person who possesses gold or silver and does not pay what is due on it, meaning does not give zakat, that is legislated for that gold and silver, and that's an example of wealth. On the day of resurrection, sheets of silver and gold will be heated. It will be heated for him in the hellfire, or in the fire of hell. And with these sheets of gold and silver that is heated, his flank, his forehead, and his back will be branded, punished. And when they, meaning the gold, cools down, and then the silver cool down, they'll be heated again. And the same process will be repeated. During the day of which its measurement will be 50,000 years. Meaning that this will go on, and this will go on until judgment is held between the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he'll be shown his final abode, either to Jannah or to hell, to Naar. So the person in this dunya who's indeed short-sighted with this misplaced love and infatuation for the barakallahu fikum wealth, that love that they have here, it's cut off once you die, and there is retribution in the hereafter. So in the dunya they are lost because they have placed something above the love of Allah, and the one that places anything above the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has missed out on the beauty of this dunya. If there is any beauty in this dunya, it's for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hereafter, they are punished for that misplaced love that they had in this dunya. تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِذُ خَيْرٌ وَعَبَقَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you choose, you take preference, the world, the life of this world, and the hereafter is better and remains longer, everlasting. That's an example here of zakat and salah. And those are just two examples. Qis, make an analogy of this with other commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with a commandment, and we choose other than that which Allah has commanded, and we yearn for other than that which Allah has commanded, then know that the plots of shaitan is in action. And it's now a ma'raka, a harb, a war between that and the tawheed of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As it relates to examples of prohibitions in this regard, I'm going to choose two narrations from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first of those is the affair of wearing silk, which is impermissible for the man to wear. And the man labas al harid, the one who wears the silk from the men in this life, in the akhirah, uqiba bi hurmanihi. In the hereafter, he will be punished by not having the pleasure of having silk in the hereafter, in Jannah. And this is in the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'anhu, which is in Bukhari and Muslim. قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عن حلة الحرير إنما يلبس هذه من لا خلاق له في الآخرة من لا خلاق له في الآخرة. وهي said صلى الله عليه وسلم that this is the wearing or the dress for the one who have no portion, no share in the hereafter. And that is that Allah has prohibited for him to wear harir, wear, barakallahu fikum, silk in this dunya, but due to the beauty of that silk, fatuation and love, misplaced love for that material and wearing those clothings in the dunya, it's taken precedence over obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from His prohibitions. And there is a punishment for that. Like the principle that we mentioned, the qa'ida that we mentioned, barakallahu fikum, man ta'ajjala shay'an qabla awanihi, uqiba bihurmanihi. The one who is hasty to get this pleasure, they'll get it prevented for them. The real pleasure will be prevented and blocked for them. So the one that wears the silk in this life when Allah has prohibited it from the men, then they will be prohibited from having it in the hereafter. The second example is regarding alcohol. Barakallahu fikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited the drinking of alcohol. So therefore the individual who is afflicted with this love and yearning for this drink, the alcohol, or intoxicant, the shaitan will plot to make him or her prefer the pleasure of this world and pleasure of drinking, and will beautify alcohol, which in its essence, there is no beauty in it, but shaitan will beautify, as we mentioned from the makayid of shaitan, giving it various names in order to beautify it. The person who follows that and places the love of this false beauty in this dunya ahead of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in staying away from his prohibitions, there is a narration from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that regard. And that is a narration which is in the Muwatta of Imam Malik and in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim also. In the narrations from Imam Malik and Nafi and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu in the strong hadith, Zahabiyyah. Isnad al-Dhahabiyyah. And that is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal man shariba al-khamra في الدنيا ثم لم يتوب منها حرمها في الآخرة. Remember the maxim and the principle. Here the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever drinks alcohol in the dunya, in this world, and does not repent from the action, they will be deprived of it in the hereafter. They will be deprived of it in the hereafter. The alcohol in this world brings illnesses. That which is in the hereafter is sweet, good and healthy and gives pleasure. The alcohol in this world gives diseases, causes a da'wah to a Baghdad, causes enmity and violence, causes domestic issues in households. And the shaitan, he plots, barakallahu fikum, to make the individual feel that that pleasure that he or she may assume they are getting is indeed that pleasure which is absolute. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who drinks the alcohol in the dunya and doesn't repent, that in the hereafter they will be deprived. Ibn Abd ibn deprived from drinking it in the hereafter, yani in Jannah. Ibn Abd al-Barr, in a tamheed, his explanation of the Muwatta of Imam Malik rahimullah, he said, هذا وعيد شديد يدل على حرمان دخول الجنة لأن الله تعالى أخبر أن في الجنة أنهار الخمر لذة للشاربين وأنهم لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون فلو دخلها وقد علم أن فيها خمرا أو أنه حرمها عقوبة له لازم وقوع الهم والحزن في الجنة ولا هم فيها ولا حزن وإن لم يعلم بوجودها في الجنة ولأنه حرمها عقوبة له لم يكن عليه في فقدها ألم. And then he goes on, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, translate that which is mentioned. He said that this is a severe threat. This is severe threat. And it shows that the person who is deprived of drinking alcohol in the Jannah will be deprived of Jannah in itself, entering Jannah. And that is what this necessitates. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained that in Jannah, there are rivers with alcohol that is sweet for the one that is drinking it. And they will not be intoxicated or have any type of adverse reaction to it. And he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, that if they were to enter paradise and they were not to receive that pleasure and bliss or reward of alcohol in the rivers and so forth, then there will be huzn and there will be hum, there will be sadness, and there is no sadness in Jannah. So this adds to the severity of this threat from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because there will be no sadness in Jannah. And if there were, if the person did enter paradise and they didn't have that pleasure, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, for the lidhatun lisharibin, as delicious for the ones that drink it, they don't have that, they'll be sad. And this cannot happen. This will not happen, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that they will not be sad in Jannah. So therefore, this is an immense threat from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the person will not enter Jannah. But the tahqiq of that, barakallahu fikum, is that the person is tahta mashiyatillah. They are under the will of Allah, for the one that hasn't repented from drinking that in this world. Maybe Allah will punish them with some time in a hellfire, or He'll forgive them. But that is severe in itself. And that is the jaza and the reward for the one who chooses the love of the affairs of this dunya over the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, shaitan is haris, and he makes ardent effort to deter the person, the servant, from the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفُدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that which is with you will diminish. Yanfud, that which is you in this world will diminish and evaporate. It will end. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. And that which is with Allah remains. بَقَاؤُهُ لَا يَفْنَى وَلَا يَزُولْ. As Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, it will not end. That which is with Allah, the reward for the people of Jannah, the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, Imam al-Sa'di rahimullah ta'ala, فَلَيْسَ بِعَاقِلٍ مَنْ آثَرَ الْفَانِي الْخَسِيسِ عَلَى الْبَاقِي النَّفِيسِ. He said, rahimullah ta'ala, that the one who has sense does not give precedence and prefer al-fani al-khasis, that which will end, and that which is despicable, meaning this dunya, that will end. The one that has common sense, the one that has sense, will not love that more and prefer that over al-baqi al-nafis, that thing that remains and that thing that is precious. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقُ, that which is with Allah will remain. So we take this as a principle, ya ibadallah, for all of the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Do you love the raha of this dunya more than you love pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you love that wealth more than you love pleasing Allah by paying the zakah for that wealth? Do you love your sleep over the love of praying Fajr and standing up in prayer at night and praying Fajr, gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you love your brother, pleasing him while he's upon ma'asiyah, while he's upon sin and disobedience, over loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being amir lil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, by being one that commands the good and forbids the evil, and in that attaining the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, أَلَ خِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوُّنَا إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Friends on that day will be enemies, no doubt. Those who are friends based on other than the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be enemies. بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ, except for the people of taqwa. So no doubt the shaitan is going to be haris. The people of taqwa are those who love for the sake of Allah. That will remain. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ, that love that a person has for the sake of Allah, for his brother, and she has for her sister, based upon the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, will remain the reward, will indeed extend to the hereafter. But on that day, the day of judgment, those who love for other than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they will be enemies. And then Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he continues, and then he mentions and he said, فَأَصْلُ كُلُّ فِعْلِ وَحَرَكَ فِي الْعَالِمِ مِنَ الْحُبِّ وَالْإِرَادَةِ. And this is important for us to realize. And he's mentioned this in a few of his works, rahimullah. And that is any type of movement or any type of statement or action or presence in this dunya is regards love and desire. Anything that you say, anything that you do, that which is the origin of it is love and desire. So if you're disobeying Allah, is based upon love and desire. If you're obeying Allah, it's based upon love and desire. And then he says, kullu tark, and all of things that are left out, all of things that you do not do and you leave, is due to al-bughd wal-karahiyya, is due to hating that thing and disliking that thing. And then he says, Rahimullah Ta'ala, فَالنَّفْسُ لَا تَتْرُكْ مَحْبُوبًا إِلَّا لِمَحْبُوبٍ. And that is that the soul does not leave something that is beloved to it, except for something that is more beloved to it. He doesn't leave disobedience, except that he loves to obey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala more. وَلَا تَتَحَمَّلْ مَكْرُوهًا إِلَّا لِتَحْسِيلْ مَحْبُوبٍ أَوْ تَخَلُّصْ مِنْ مَكْرُوهٍ آخَرٍ. And the soul does not bear something that they dislike except to obtain something that they love. The person does not be patient and bear pain, something that they dislike, except that they want to earn something that they love, that's worth it. So then he says, Rahimullah Ta'ala, وَإِذَا عَلِمَ أَنَّ هَذَا الْمَكْرُوهُ يُفْضِي إِلَى مَا يُحِبُّهُ. So when he knows, this individual, the abd, the servant knows, that which is disliked, that they have to bear and have forbearance regarding, يُفْضِي إِلَى مَا يُحِبُّهُ, it will lead to that which he loves. يَسِرُ مَحْبُوبًا. So therefore, that thing that they disliked in the beginning become beloved to them, because it's a way for them to attain that which they love. And that, barakallahu fikum, is a sabr ala aqdari Allah al-mu'lima. And that is being patient upon the decree of Allah that may be painful. So you feel the pain, but you know that you're going to continue being patient, because yufdi, it leads to that which you love, and that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the aid of Allah, inna allaha ma'as sabirin. Very, Allah is with the patient ones. Allah aids and supports the patient ones. فَهُوَ يُحِبُّهُ مِنْ وَجْهٍ وَيَكْرَهُهُ مِنْ وَجْهٍ. So there's an angle, no doubt, there's that pain. The individual dislikes it, but he loves it. Why? Because it leads to that which he loves. So this shows the importance of Tawheed. And then he mentions, Rahimullah Ta'ala, وَكَذَلَكَ إِذَا عَلِمَ أَنَّ هَذَا الْمَحْبُوبُ. And if he knows that thing that he loves, يُفْضِي إِلَى مَا يَكْرَهُ, maybe he has a desire in this world for some entity or some commodity in this dunya, has a love for it, but يُفْضِي إِلَى مَا يَكْرَهُ, but it leads him to that which he dislikes from the anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To that which he dislikes from the anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. يُسِيرُ مَكْرُوهًا لَهُ. It suddenly becomes something that he hates. When can you hibbu? When in origin he had a desire for it. فَهُوَ يَكْرَهُ مِنْ وَجْهٍ وَيُحِبُّهُ مِنْ وَجْهٍ. But he had that desire for it initially, but he hates it in its essence. And that is as-sabr an ma'siyatillah. That's being patient in staying away from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that affair may be beloved and have that type of desire and that muhabba and that irada, that desire. But وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. That which is of Allah remains. So then it becomes something that he dislikes. يَسِيرُ مَكْرُوهًا لَهُ. He hates the alcohol, hates disobeying Allah, hates lying, hates fornication, hates the haram, hates bid'ah, hates shirk, hates everything that is disobedient to the one that he loves, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that she loves. يَسِيرُ مَكْرُوهًا لَهُ. فَيَتَبَيَّنُ بِذَٰلِكَ. He says, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, أَنَّ الْمُحَبَّ وَالْإِرَادَ أَصْلُ لِلْبُغْضِ وَالْكِرَاهَ. And that, it then becomes clear, he says. Based upon this, that love and desire is the foundation of hate and dislike. It's connected. Because that which you hate, but leads, meaning that which you hate is painful, you do not desire it in its essence. Waking up when you're tired and you feel pain in your body, you're tired. Waking up, you don't like it maybe. Or like it for salah, but yufdi ila ma tuhibbu. But then it leads to that which you love, and that is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving that wealth, bedhl al-mal, giving that wealth, which can be painful for some people from maybe they find it difficult to give. But when they look at ma yufdi ilay, what it leads to, then it grows to love. So that's the essence. Which is why shaitan attacks that bab of muhabba. He attacks the door of love. Because this is the essence of ibadah. Loving Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is why Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he began mentioning this in this portion of the book. And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, this is part one. Next week, bi'idhnillah, we will see and study the example of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam as it relates to his making that decision to choose the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over desires. And Ibn Qayyim, he brings about 14 or so angles to show how amazing it was that he had the strength to do so. We'll do that next week, along with the love that is praiseworthy, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, rabbil ashir azim. And with this, we conclude bi'idhnillah today's first lesson after a while. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it of benefit to us, that increases us in love of Him and obeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from His prohibitions. Ameen. Hadha wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين